एकदेहस्थितस्याग्ने ज्योत्स्नाविस्तारिणा यथा परस्य ब्रह्मणः शक्ति तथैदम् अखिलम् जगत्। We are discussing this verse last Sunday night. So, the example is given that like fire is localized in a place, but the heat and light is expanded. The vivid example, we can see the sun glow is situated in one place, as one of us we can see, and the heat and light is distributed throughout the whole universe. According to our living conception, the sun is moving around. Not the sun is the center. It is in the center of the universe, but it is going down. It is called Kalachak. In Brahma Sangita, it is said, Yatrakshuresa savita savana grahana raja samasta suramutri asilsa teja jashyantmaya bhramati sangrita kalachakra govindamadipuritam tama. From Bhagavatam we understand sun is not fixed up in one place, but it is going round. And the whole universal planetary system, they are also moving, making the pole star. So, making pole star as you pass, five of. So, we can see the sun is in the center of the universe, but it is illuminating and heating the whole universe. Similarly, Krishna is situated in his own abode, Golok Vrindavan. But by distribution of his different energies, he is all pervading. This is the idea. When we speak God all pervading, but he is energy, but he is not defined from his energy. Shakti, Shaktimata, Abhir. Shaktiman, the energetic and the energy, they are not different. In the Bhagavad Gita also it is said, Krishna says, Maya tadamidam sadvam jagat abhaktam mutina. I am situated all working universe in my abhakta form, not manifested form. The manifested form is Krishna, that is in Golok Vrindavan. Parasya Shakti Vividhaiva Sriyate. He is distributed all over the universe, everywhere, annantarastham paramanushayantarastham. He is within the universe, annantarastham. And paramanushayantarastham, within the atom also. That is all pervading. Sadman Kalidam Brahma. This is to be understood. The God is simultaneously localized and all pervading. The Mahavadi philosophers, they think materially that if God is all pervading, why he should be localized? Why he should not be? That is the answer. God is not under your dictation. He is all-powerful. He can do so. Remaining in his own place, he can be distributed He can distribute himself everywhere. Annantarastam paramanusya. Advaita yachyati anadi ananta rupam. Pikapasudatayatum jagadanna koti. Jatshakti rasti jagadanna chayadadantam. Annantarastam paramanusya. Govindamadi purusam. Tamam. This is the concept of all parts. So, Ritodeshwasthi tasyagne jyotsna vistarini jata parasa brahmana shakti. So we should understand presence of God everywhere by His energy. Parasa brahmana shakti. Tathiram akilam jalsa. There are many instances in Bhagavad Gita. It is also said, Asma Bahunaitena Kingatena Tabadna Vishabya Aham Idam Kristam Hitansena Situ Jagat. Hitansena Situ. As Paramatma, He is situated everywhere. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Krishna Sabhavit Kini Shakti Parinati Chit Shakti, Jiva Shakti, or Maya Shakti. So everything is Parasa Brahmana Shakti. Whatever we see, that is manifestation of the Supreme Lord, different energy. For example, this fire and the heat and light. Heat is the material energy, and light is the spiritual energy. That's why when you feel some heat, you can immediately understand there is some fire. And if there is light, you can immediately understand there is fire. The light you can see, and heat you can feel. By feeling or seeing, we can understand the existence of God everywhere. This is intelligence. Not that they challenge foolishly, can you show me God? I cannot see God, therefore, no, why cannot see God? We can feel the presence of God by heat and light. Light you can see. When there is sunshine, you can see both the light and the heat. So, as it is confirmed in the Vedic literature, we should appreciate the presence of God everywhere by His different energies. Exactly like heat and light. But this energy of Krishna, he has called multi-energy. Natasthatajam karanam chalidhate, natasthasama udhikasya dhishate, parasakakti bilidaiva suyate, sadhan viti jnana balakriyata. This is Vedic intention. Natasthatajam karanam chalidhate. Krishna, here he is playing on his flute, but his energies are working. Just like a big man, a big business magnate, he is sitting in his room, but his energy is working, big factory is going on. Large amount of profit is coming automatically. See, if it is possible for ordinary human being that is sitting in one place and still things are going on by management of his energy. So why not Krishna, the Supreme Lord? He is sitting in one place. Goloka eva nivasati akhilasmuhu. Ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavita hi, stabhi gati eva nijagupataya kalahi, ගෝලෝක වේවනිවස තී අපිරාත්ම දුක්ඛ ඒ සිටුවේ එනි ප්ලැනට් ගෝලෝක බ්‍රන්දාව ස්ටිල් ඉස් එනර්ජි සර්වේමෝ ද මැටීරියල් එනර්ජි ඉස් වර්කින් දිස් මැටීරියල් වාල් ප්‍රසන් සේ මය අධක්ෂේ න ප්‍රකෘති විස්වාසේ තතරාසන අන්නරි විජිලන්ස් All the laws of material nature is going on. Exactly in time, the sun is rising, the moon is rising. Everything is going on. Minutely. Very nicely. Parashasakti. Savabhiki jnana balakriya. It is going so nicely that Krishna hasn't got to learn how to do. The machine is so perfect. It is going on perfectly. The flower is coming by his energy. Kunnadanna prithivyanta. The special seed you sow on the ground and a particular type of plant will come out. Then rose will come out, a particular flavor will come out. Savabhiki jnana manukriya. We do not see how Krishna's energies are working. But it is what? Don't think that it is automatic as there was a chunk and there was no. Not like that. Everything. But his energy is so perfect. It's like if you want to paint one nice flower, you have to arrange so many things, color and the brass and the painting cloth. And you have to apply your energy. But still it will not come so perfect. But Krishna's energy is so perfect that we see automatically. But there is supervision of Krishna. If there is no question of accident. Everything is supervised. But sādhāviti jñānam balakriyās. We have to do it. With our hand to paint a picture of a nice rose flower. But in the nature, the flower is coming out, you see automatically, no, the Krishna's energy is working there. But it is going on so swiftly, so, accurately, that he hasn't got to exact his energy, but it is working automatically. Sābhāruti jñāna valakriyāsa. Whatever knowledge is required, if you have studied, you will find in the petals of the flower, the color exactly is symmetrical. Everything. Whatever color is required, it is coming out. You say automatically, no automatically. Sābhāruti jñāna valakriyāsa. The knowledge and the action of Krishna is so perfect, it is coming out. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna is savavik, things are savavik. Natural, automatic. Inconceivable. We cannot conceive that, how it is what. So, Krishna is savavik, things are shakti, purinasi, chit-shakti, jiva-shakti, or maya-shakti. So, there are many energies, and all the energies now aggregated, divided into three. One is chit-shakti, the material, spiritual energy. Another is jiva-shakti, the marginal energy. Jiva-shakti, we are marginal energy. We are shakti, we are not shakti-man. You must always know. Jīva-bhūta mahāmāyā, jāyedat-jāt. Parā-prakṛti. Aparāyāṁ itastu vidhime prakṛtiṁ parā. Jīva-bhūta. Jīva is parā-prakṛti. It is prakṛti. Jāyadat-jāyabhāgaśaṁ. It is not purusa. Purusa is enjoyed. And prakṛti is enjoyed. Predominated. Prakṛti is predominated. And God is predominated. So, All these subjects are under fully under control of the Supreme Personality of God. Maya Dhapsena Prakriti Svati Satyas. In another place, Sisti Siti Pralaya Sadhana Sakti Vita Chayu Vajastam Bhavanani Vibhati Buddha Jashtata Ichchanu Rupa Mapi Jashtata Sishtati Sa Govindamadi Buddha. Every Shakti is working under His direction. That is Krishna. Krishna Shalavittin Shakti Parinati Chit Shakti Jiva Shakti Aharamaya. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is the Acharya process. Acharya. Asinati Shastra. One who knows the Shastra also. One has assimilated the Shastra. He is Acharya. So immediately, he is giving evidence from Shastra. Vishnu Shakti Para Prokta Kshetra Vyakhya Tatha Para Abhidya Karma Sanganya Sritya Su Chasirishat. He has divided the whole energy of Krishna into three. Chit Shakti, Jiva Shakti and Maya. So the evidence is quoted from Shastra, Vishnu Puran, that Vishnu Shakti Parapropta. Originally, the Krishna's energy is Chit-Shakti. Chit-Shakti means spiritual energy. Originally. Everything, just like the sun and the sun sign. The sun sign originally shining. But when it is covered by cloud, it is not shining. Then, within the cloud, the real sunshine is there. So this material energy means it is covered by ignorance. This is it. Difference between spiritual energy and material energy. There is no two energies. No energy is one. Vishnu Shakti Parakrokta. That is para, spiritual energy. Ketarga kya tathapara. Ketarga kya tathapara. Ketarga means jiva shakti. One who knows ketra and ketarga. This subject matter is dealt in the 13th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Khitra, khitra, gnayam, jnana. So when Arjuna inquired, khitra, Krishna replied, idam shariram khitra miti avidhiya. This body is khitra. And one who knows this body is like it is my body. So I am khitra. So here the same khitra gnayam. Khitra gnayam kya tathapara. The jiva shakti, that is also spiritual. We are all spiritual. And this is our mistake, that I am thinking I am this body. This is ignorance. The whole world is going on under this ignorance. That I am this body. Jasyasa buddhi kunapi siddhāsute saiva gokhara. If we study this verse, that anyone who is under the conception of bodily conception and this body, then he is no better than the animal. Saiva gokhara. Go means cow and khara means ass. So but this is going on. The whole so-called nationality. Nations. So what is this idea of nation? I am a nation. I am Indian. I am Hindustani. I am Pakistan. Bodily concept. But after rejecting it, If anyone is under the bodily conception of life, is Sahib Agoka, is no better than him. This is the challenge of the South. To all these so-called nationalities, big nations, big races, castes, and so on, what is their position? The position is that all of them are animals. This is the vertical. Sahib Agoka. This morning we are talking. One dog sees another dog, he is coming from another neighborhood. He immediately begins to bark. Immigration department. Why you are coming in this neighborhood? All right, you can stay there for 3 days. Then you must have to go. The dog barking. So we have opened so many branches, but the basic principle is Sahiba Gokharo. All of them are on the platform of animal consciousness. This is modern civilization. India was never meant for this. Pandita Samadarshana. And this high culture we have lost now. Pandita Samadarshana. They never distinct Vidyadhanaya Sampanne Brahmani Gavihastani Sunicheta Sapati. Because there is no bodily concept of life. This is India's priority. But now we are also developing the bodily concept of life as becoming one of the animals. There is no distinction. If one is bodily concept of life, he is no better than animal. It may be the dogs are fighting that I am dog and you are a different dog. If the man also fights on that same principle, then what is the difference between dog and man? So, this can be understood when actually Prahlad Maharaj was surprised when his teacher was teaching him how to deal with enemies. He was surprised, who is enemy? So, a Vaishnava has no enemy. Vaishnava is friend. Patitanam pavanebhyo. Panchakalpatarubhasya kripasindubhayavasya. Patitanam pavanebhyo. Vaishnavebhyo namo. Vaishnava is meant for delivering the poti, the fallen. Fallen means fallen in the bodily context of stress. That is poti. So potitanam pavanebhyo. Krishna is also businessy to deliver these fools and rascals in the bodily concept of life. That's all. Dehina sindhata dehi kaumara jokunandjara. First point is that you are not this body. Then knowledge begins. Rather, what is knowledge? If one is under the bodily concept of life. He has no life. And he is parashakti. But not aparashakti. The aparashakti, what is that aparashakti? Na avidya karma sangha anya sritiya shakti visyate. This material world means full of avidya and karma sangha and working hard like dogs and dogs then. This is material. Material world means based on ignorance that I am this body and working day and night like hogs and dogs. That is material life. But human life, although we have got this material life, body, we should not be a builder. Ahamkara vimuratma sattaham iti mannasi. Ahamkara. Taking this body in the concept of ahankar, false ahankar, egotism. I am Indian, I am American, I am this, I am that. This is called ahankar. Bimulatma pertahan iti manate and the whole world is me. So, if we want to become out of this ignorance, then we have to take the Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, there is no possibility. And if we remain in ignorance, then we shall go on committing sinful activities and entangle ourselves in the karma chakra. Asanna pi klesa reyasa viha. If we don't give up this ignorance, the bodily concept of life, and if we go on continuing this bodily concept of life, then we are becoming entangled in the laws of nature. Parmana devanatrina jantad vihopavati. And then we create another situation for another body. And another body means another period of suffering. This is going. Asanlapi te sade asade. Asadumanne jatamasmane atma esachidananda. But on account of being bodily covered, encased in this body, we are suffering. We are suffering. Therefore, Krishna says that Tāgatitikhasa Bharat. Bharata or the son of Bharat dynasty, Bharata. So, in the material world, the suffering is there. But what is that suffering? Mātrāsparśāsya kōntriyasu sītasana-sukulukkada. Then, on account of this body, now, in this season, we are feeling heat, therefore the time is there. But another season, the body is the same, but season has changed. Therefore, I have to cover with hot coat and so the feeling of heat and cold is due to this body. And what is this body? This material body. Therefore, all our feelings of happiness and despair, it is due to this body. That we do not. Therefore, the best solution of miserable condition of life is to stop this material body. Then you become spiritually situated and there is no more contradiction. Matras for sastra pomphiya sikasna sukhulukkada. Agama panna nitya tamsi sikha sabha. That is everyone. We have to do our own business. Self-realization. That is tapusha. Tapu dipmanga putrakarina suddeta satya. Existence, to purify the existence, we have to practice tapusha. Not running like cats and dogs here and there. This is not made solution of life. Human life is meant for Pudibhanga Putraka Dina Subdita Satya Jasmad Brahma Sukama. This is the process. Mahatse Vadarama Hundi Mukti. If you want to get out of this entanglement of a distressed condition, material body, then Mahatseva, you associate with Mahatma and serving Mahatseva Dharma Hudbi Mukti. Tamadhyaram Jyotitana Sangha Sangha. And if you want to enjoy senses, then the path of darkness is there. Tamadhyaram. Then you do not know where you are going. Today you are human being. Tomorrow, after this body, he will become a plant, a tree, or something else. There is samadhan. We are pushing through darkness that we should not remain in darkness. Jyotindama, tamasima, don't remain in darkness. Come to the light. So we have got so many books of knowledge giving us light. especially in these days, Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, take advantage of this and come into the light and make your life successful. This is Krishna consciousness moment. Thank you very much.